music is a universal human experience. Some might even call it a human need. Anthropologists and historians have never, not once, come across a culture that did not incorporate music in some way, shape, or form in their life together. Language and culture change, instruments change, scales, melodies, harmonies, all of that changes. But music as an expression of human life has persisted throughout human history. In every time and place where humans have lived, there has been music. We sing lullabies to our babies. We chant and sing our prayers. We belt at the top of our lungs when we are excited, when we are happy, when we are angry, when we need motivation or comfort or just to let it all out. Music moves us in a way that nothing else really can. At this moment, we have access to more music of all kinds, professional and individual and otherwise, than any other people in history. And still, we come back to the Psalms. Both Psalm 149 and Psalm 147 are two of the five Hallelujah Psalms, which close out the book. Each of them begins with the same Hebrew phrase, the word Hallelujah, an invitation to praise, and Yah, the first syllable of God's unpronounceable name. In our Bibles, this gets translated as praise the Lord, even though we would get the idea pretty well if you just started them all with hallelujah. The Psalms begin with the invitation to praise God, to sing. Let God's people sing a song of joy and gratitude together, dancing, break out the tambourines and guitars. Why? Because God is gracious. God is powerful and good and caring and gives us every good and wondrous thing. The psalmist describes God as the one who binds up our wounds, who heals our broken hearts, who lifts up the humble, the have-nots, the oppressed, and the sidelined. This is not a song of praise from someone who has only known joy and delight and ease. This is not the kind of song that says, "You have made my life so easy and so perfect. Thank you." This psalmist has seen some things, has been to some scary places, and God has seen them through it. So friends, here is the good news proclaimed for us in this ancient song. The God who numbered the stars and gave them their names is the same God who made you, who knows and loves you. The God of the universe is the God of your Monday. The people of God have been singing this song for thousands of years, because when it all hits the fan, not if, when, this is our reminder that God is bigger and greater than we could ever imagine, and God is right here with us. Hallelujah indeed. Amen.